Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We'll get his side and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's Great Mate Debate.
Yeah, this one's difficult. This one's hard.
I find it easy.
Really?
I don't know why. To be honest, I don't even know what's going on.
Oh. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, man. It's a Great Mate Debate. Two sides enter. You guys are the jury, and we'll figure it all out. This has to do with impending nuptials, I believe. Mm-hmm. We got Shannon and Michael, and Shannon is going first. Shannon?
Yay.
Yay.
Tell us what's up.
Okay, well, my fiance Michael and I are getting married next month.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And he works with a man who always does the St. Baldrick's Shave Your Head campaign to raise money for childhood cancer.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah, it is great. His daughter had cancer, and she's luckily in remission, but this man still does this every year. And this year he's asked Michael to be part of his team and shave his head. But Michael has this, like, sore, godlike hair, and it's what I fell in love with. It's amazing. Pretty much everybody he meets talks about his hair. And I would love to give money to this foundation. I would love to raise money, but I really don't want him to shave his head right before our wedding, because I don't want him to have a shaved head during our wedding photos.
Yeah.
I just want to point out one quick thing. I know that you probably are very nervous to come on and say I'm against raising money for childhood cancer.
No, she said she would. Yeah.
No, but I'll say this. I haven't seen it, but isn't the new Thor movie, doesn't he have short hair now?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that it's okay.
Okay.
He doesn't have to look like Thor. I just want him to look like Michael.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good point.
You would let him shave his head after the wedding, or do you want him to never shave his head? Is it just the timing? After the wedding is fine.
It'll grow back, but for the wedding, I mean, these are our wedding photos that we'll see for the rest of our lives, and I want him to look the way that, I mean,
Thor-like.
He looks.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that's irrational.
No, actually.
It's cold-hearted and selfish, but it's not irrational. Michael, where are you at? Are you here?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, we'd love to see a picture of you, you stud.
Okay.
Hey, here's the thing. Okay, so I made a promise to my friend Tom at work, and there's a deadline, and it's 2 weeks before the wedding. And the thing is, I made a promise because his daughter went into remission this year. And I said, once she goes into remission, like I missed last year's deadline, I said this year, no matter what, I'm doing it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But,
but Michael,
I'm going to ruin some photos. I mean, I know right off the bat, but it's cancer.
Yeah. I don't, but.
And it's your body, so.
Steve.
Yep.
You just sit around and wait to throw that back in women's faces.
I don't throw it in women's faces. It's a fact.
It is a fact.
She can say whatever she wants about how he's going to wear his hair. In the end, he's an adult. He's going to wear his hair.
But do you want your hair back when you're done?
Eventually, it'll get there, yeah.
Did you picture yourself getting married with that hair or bald?
I mean, I guess if you were to ask me a year ago, you know, when you get married, mm-hmm. would you shave your head? I wouldn't say, yeah, of course I pictured me looking like me. But in the end, I also don't think it matters all that much because I'm in love with Shannon. I'm not in love with Shannon's hair.
Oh,
oh,
God.
Oh, okay. Oh,
Shannon,
you got a retort for that? Or
I mean, I just think that was a little. So obviously, I'm not in love with his hair. I just want our pictures to be nice. That's all. I am happy to give as much money as humanly possible to childhood cancer. It's not about that.
Do you think your friend Tom would understand if you did it next year?
And his daughter would understand if you push it off again?
I mean, she would understand because, you know, she's a kid. I don't think she's looking at me specifically, but, you know, I'm the last guy on the team, and we're getting down to the deadline now, and it's hard to ask somebody else to shave their head. Like, I made this commitment 6 months ago.
That's a good point. But I do understand where Shannon's at, too. Maybe this is being a little shallow, but now she's going to, every time he's like, oh, wedding pictures, she's going to have to explain, okay, my husband, Michael, he always had.
Oh, my God, that's it, yes.
Yeah, every video.
Your whole wedding day, you guys.
And then they're going to go, so they're going to look at Michael like 6 months down the road with his Thor-like mane back, and they're going to go, why the heck was he shaving?
Why would you do it?
Yeah.
And then she gets to say, because he cured cancer.
Oh, dang, that's true,
too. But, I mean, dude, your whole day, I mean, we're not taking Shannon's side, but just, having gone through a wedding, the whole time people, like, your Uncle Charlie is going to walk up and go, what's with that? Oh, there's this thing, it's called St. Baldrick's, and my friend Tom at work,
yes,
he's got a daughter, and you have to have that whole conversation.
But
isn't that good exposure for Baldrick's?
That is. Look at you.
Okay. So Shannon's willing to throw, like, you'll make a sizable donation is what you're saying.
Yes, and you know what? Next year, I'll shave my head.
Nice.
With you.
That is cool.
Yeah, I would love to do that. I just don't want our wedding pictures, you know, to look like, I just don't.
Shannon, maybe you guys could both shave this year, and then the wedding picture, that'll be even cool. What? No, now you're still.
Yeah,
you're
the same. Okay. That would definitely solve the problem. Okay. No.
Look at Steve. We normally kibosh the compromises, but Steve comes off the turnbuckle with an awesome one. Okay. Hang right there, you guys. Shannon, I swear, nobody thinks.
You're awesome.
If you're calling to slam Shannon, I want you to stop for a second and think about what you dreamed your wedding to be.
Right.
She's pictured this man standing next to her. It's not like she hates kids with cancer.
She doesn't.
It's just, it's one day that she wants what she.
Some normalcy that to appear the way they've appeared as a couple all the way up until now.
Yes.
Yeah.
So does he shave his head? Oh, God. Or does he not shave his head? If he does it, their wedding pictures will be forever with a bald guy. So you guys choose hair or no hair on the wedding day. All right, Shannon and Michael, are you guys ready to get a verdict?
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
Yep.
Ellie?
Yay. I'm on Shannon's side because, just personally, I don't know how much the fiance, male fiance Michael, knows a wedding is to a girl. Like, every time she's going to look at those pictures, she's going to think about how he shaved his head, how he didn't listen to her, like, for the rest of his life. It's not just a debate that's going to end. It's not just a debate that's going to end at the wedding. It's going to go on for forever, and every time she looks at those photos.
That's true.
And more than that, I made a 6-month commitment to the kid. He's making a lifelong commitment to her.
That's true, too.
And you could always put, you know, ask your wedding guests to donate to St. Baldrick's or to donate to a cancer foundation. You can do other things to help charity. Shaving your head is not curing cancer, and you can donate money other ways.
You know, Ellie, someone else texted and said money will cure cancer faster than hair or lack of hair.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Ellie. Let's keep going here. Kelly's up next. Maybe. Kelly?
Yay. I'm on Shannon's side as well, sort of for the same reasons. Basically, it's not like if he shaves his head, cancer is going to be cured, and if he doesn't, it isn't. It's not the be-all, end-all. She's totally willing to give money, which is the most important thing. I think it kind of sends a message of disrespect to her, that Michael's saying, you know, I know this is our wedding, but I'm going to honor my friend's request. And I think if Michael's friend is a good friend, he would stop him from doing it.
What about that girl who fought
and
defeated cancer?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Who probably looked at a guy with Thor-like hair and said, you'd be willing to part with that
for me? You would do that for me?
That's, I mean, I'm not trying to make light of it. I'm leaning towards Shannon, but it's so weird that everybody's just looking at Michael like he's this disrespecting dude. He's respecting a different woman, a little girl who just beat cancer. Now,
I get that. And, you know, I'm a cancer survivor. I appreciate that. Nice. I lost a brother to cancer. I get the importance of cancer, but it's about money. It's not about the hair. And, you know, I think that Shannon has made it clear, you know, if Michael went bald naturally or because he had cancer, she's obviously still going to marry him. But this wedding and these pictures are going to last forever. And there's a solution and there's a compromise that can work for everyone.
Nice, Kelly. Wow.
Thank you for the
Everyone's
call.
Making great points.
They really are. Let's get one more in here. And then Janet.
Yay.
Yay.
I vote for Michael.
Oh, why?
He made a commitment to a child with a horrible disease who's probably had to have no hair. And how proud I would be of my fiancé to commit and keep to that commitment in spite of the fact that I'm getting married soon in 2 weeks. I mean, what a great guy, and how much more of a commitment and an honorable man can you find that would still uphold to what he promised?
Nice, Janet. Yep.
Thank you for the call, Janet. So we have a verdict, I think, but I just want to ask Shannon and Michael, have either of you, after hearing people, is either one of you willing to give up? Like, before you hear who actually wins, is either one of you willing to concede right now?
No.
Okay. Based on that last call, no, I really appreciate that last call, but I would be willing to concede. I think it's a really good idea to say something to our guests to maybe get them to donate money.
Nice.
But I may also hold you to shaving your head next year.
Huh? Oh, that would be so awesome.
I would be happy to do that.
Oh, nice. That you guys are awesome.
Here's the deal. Michael, you made the right decision because I know it was back and forth on social, right?
Yeah. In the end, I think Shannon pulled ahead.
And by a 2-1 margin on the phones, you have it, Shannon. So he's going to look like Thor.
Yeah.
At your wedding. Okay.
Yay! I'm so happy.
But the next year,
your first anniversary is going to be a little weird. Hang on, guys.
You guys are awesome.
That's awesome.
Nice.
I don't want to call an audible, but can we put on our Facebook page something? I know we don't want to start our own GoFundMe, but can we put a link to St. Baldrick's or something? Because if you guys are willing to go down, I mean, I'd say I go shave my head, but it doesn't mean anything.
You do it all the time.
Right. But if anybody wants to get involved, you can donate in their name. You can donate in Great Make Debate.
That's Shannon and Michael.
Yes. If you want to still give to St. Baldrick's, we'll put something up on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.